is Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. And when you hear that music, a little opera, a little mamas and papas, you know, I could so say something right now, but I won't do it. You know that Malcolm Ballinger is in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Malcolm, with Ballinger Publishing.
You know, I think I said this before, but technically,
yes,
the classical music you play,
yes,
is not opera.
Oh, that's right. Should I change it? Do I need to change this so that doesn't upset you every week?
No, it's excuse me, just to set the record straight.
Of course, okay.
I'm not sure who it is. I think it's Handel.
It's like classical music.
Yeah, it's classical.
So we'll have to find some Carmen or something. Tosca. What's your favorite?
I love La Boheme.
Yes.
I love Butterfly, Tosca.
Yes, those are great. Yeah.
I mean, they're the favorites in the repertoire.
Okay.
They never get old.
I liked Carmen, I think, because that was the first one that I really understood. And the music was, it wasn't as operatic, I guess. It wasn't as complicated, maybe, in a way. So it was more accessible. And that kind of opened the door for me, because then I'm that interested in the other operas.
Yeah, I think that's a good description. Yeah.
So that was one of the first. So I like the music. But everybody dies in opera. It's kind of depressing.
Well, everybody
does. A lot of romance.
Everybody does eventually.
Yeah, but could you just have an opera where it all turned out a happy ending? Is there one?
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Mozart operas. I don't think anybody dies in those that I can think of.
Oh, okay.
What else?
That's about... there we go. Well, see, there's my prop. There lies the rub.
Well, if you go into the operetta
catalog. Yeah, that's a little
different. Then everybody... happy ever after.
Well, that's sort of short and sweet, just by the operetta, just by the...
Well, it can be long, but it's lighter music. I mean, some of the the great ones, The Merry Widow.
I love that one. That's fun.
Yes, the music, I think most people know. They just don't realize it comes from The Merry Widow.
Okay. Well, how merry were you this weekend with all the blues excitement and everything that's been going on in Pensacola?
Well, I went out to the beach. I went Wednesday.
That's the best day. That's the locals' day.
A good friend of mine, excuse me, has had a room on the, I think it's the 17th floor, the top floor of the Hilton.
Oh, good grief. Wow.
Because the blues weren't flying Wednesday evening, but...
you need to make a reservation for that one today for next year.
Yeah. I thought about going out to the beach, but it was hot and...
it would be hot. Well, the weather was beautiful. Couldn't beat the weather.
Yeah.
Perfect middle of July. It was exactly what we expected. Little afternoon showers, which came after the show, which was great.
To me, it's more for tourism than it is for the locals.
You'd be surprised, having been out there.
Yeah, I know a lot of locals go. You know, it's, I think I've said before, I love the homecoming show because I think you can get, it's not so hot for one thing,
right,
but also you can get closer to the action. You feel part of, you're sort of in the middle of it.
Right, right.
But I, Carrie and I went to dinner at the Ore House on on Saturday, and we sat next to a couple that explained how they found a parking spot on the beach against Casino Beach and put up their awning and stuff and had the most wonderful time. They were from somewhere in Alabama, I think northern Alabama.
We get a lot in the southeast. I think a lot of folks from Alabama come down and then, of course, from New Orleans, Louisiana, Mississippi. We get a lot of folks. And we actually get a lot of people, believe it or not, from Tennessee, Kentucky, all in the southeast. That's probably one of our major markets, I would say, because it's a drive away and people can come down for the weekend.
This couple said that it's the first time they'd been to Pensacola.
Oh.
And they thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good.
And are coming back.
Good.
So I think, again, for me, it's a great opportunity to showcase Pensacola, not only the blues, but Pensacola. And I think it does great things for our tourism.
Oh, we have numbers. I think we'll have some numbers every time of how many people actually were there. They'll start coming out with those today in terms of how many people came through the toll booth. But then you've got the other end in Navarre. So we have the record. They'll come out with all those numbers and hotels and stuff. So we'll find out. The economic impact is usually huge. Yeah. Huge, huge, huge.
Yes. Of course, coincidentally, not coincidentally, but unfortunately, it did conflict with the British Open. Well, I shouldn't say the British Open. The Open.
Oh, listen the to open. You. Listen to you.
But for American
I don't
purposes.
Think that was an issue for us, just saying. Sorry. I suspect. I didn't even know it was this weekend. So that's how American I am.
Yeah. So that probably wasn't high on most people's radar.
No, I'm thinking probably not, Malcolm. But that's okay. Who won?
It was a New Zealander, Ryan Fowler.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what was on everybody's radar was the match yesterday, the FIFA World Cup final. That was exciting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't watch it.
Oh, I was. Spain just walloped Argentina the whole game. There was not a big score, but towards the end, it was looking like Argentina might pull it out. Mm. And Spain was ahead the whole time. I mean, they basically were dominating the whole time. Yeah. And I thought, oh, they have to win now. Wouldn't it be awful if they dominated the whole game and then lost? But they won. They got the score in, and they won 1-0. And
yeah.
It was very exciting.
I was a little deflated because, obviously, England lost in the
semifinal. I know. But they came in third, right?
Yeah,
they won. Well, that was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was like 5-4, something like that. It was like a basketball score. It was crazy.
Yeah, my question is, you know, every 4 years when the Olympics come around, mm-hmm. or the Winter Olympics, people go sort of gaga on odd sports like curling or something. Mm-hmm. And then it's forgotten about completely.
Right.
That's not quite the same with soccer, but I wonder how much traction soccer is going to get.
Oh, my gosh.
Going forward
crazy.
In the U.S.
I think that having it here this year and for Americans to see what it's all about, and when you see the teams, when I saw the Norwegian team, and they were doing rowing in Times Square, and just the enthusiasm and the camaraderie and just the sportsmanship, I just think that it's just something we kind of missed, not my intention, but just because Americans love sports. And I think people, it really opened my eyes, and I think it's going to make a fan out of me. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't expect to, because I'm not familiar with it. I grew up with, you know, college football. But I think so many people, we got excited this year about it. It was exciting to watch. Plus, I think it helped that the USA team did so well. That was also part of it. We were in it right till the end, so that was neat, too. So, yeah, I think it's changing.
I've always said that the great thing about soccer is that anybody can play it. Tall, short, thin, stout.
Mm-hmm.
You can still play the game of soccer. It's not true with football.
Right.
Or basketball. You have to be tall or you have to be big and muscular. Whereas in many aspects, being a little small and thin and sprite is a great thing in soccer.
Let me tell you something, Malcolm. For every woman in America, that has to be the best looking bunch of athletes I've ever seen in my life. Because I'm telling you, those men were handsome.
I take your word for it.
Obviously, I'm new. I'm a college football gal, okay? So I'm new. So totally mispronounced FIFA. I just got corrected. Somebody put, it's fee, E-E-E-E, fa, F-U-H-L-O-L. Yes, thank you. FIFA. I said FIFA. Sorry. Here we go. Go take a quick break. I stand corrected. I'm going to keep learning, though. I don't know the game. So, I mean, a lot of things that we're going, I don't know the game. Like, I know football, every inch of it. But I'm excited to learn and learn how to pronounce it correctly. Thank you. Malcolm Ballinger here. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, having a little fun talking about the FIFA World Cup. I just got a text from a listener that says, in capital letters, thank you very much.
Ooh.
Yes, Y-E-S, handsome, H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E, exclamation point, clean cut. 3 exclamation points. Amen, sister.
Ooh.
They were definitely handsome.
Well, on that same note, I should point out that the Spanish team also has the Ladies World Cup holders.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is something about ladies running up and down.
Yes, Malcolm. Now we're getting down to it.
Let's move on to another
subject.
Let's talk
about dangerous
ground.
Why don't we talk about Ballinger Publishing and your magazines?
Yes.
Because the Pensacola magazine is out. I love every time I see this cover, it makes me smile because this is the pet friendly edition. And we have little Mushy.
Mushy, yes.
Kitty cat on the front.
I think I said last week that Mushy paid a visit to, deigned to pay us a visit.
So cute.
Was very
regal.
So
fluffy and white.
Yes.
And the biggest eyes. So I don't even know what color those eyes are. I guess brown,
yeah.
Little hint of green. Beautiful, beautiful pet.
Yeah.
And if you had a chance, if you haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, everybody that entered into the contest, the pictures of their pets are in here. And I have to say, the faces on these little beings are so stinking cute.
Yeah.
And you can just see, there's about, I don't know how many are in here, but dozens and dozens. And they all each have their little personality. And
yes.
I just love that about dogs and cats. There's just something so special
about
them.
Don't they say the pets take on the characteristics, personality of the owner, or vice versa?
One of my favorite things, I can't remember where I saw it, but they did a show on that where they showed people with their pets. So the people that had poodles had poodle hair. And they showed this guy that had three bulldogs, and his face was like a bulldog. He had that downward mouth thing going on. I mean, yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
And then you had the one with the, what's that beautiful dog that's not a setter, but it's like very long and thin. And then they showed this red-haired model, and she had straight, long red hair, and she looked just like.
Not a dachshund.
No. I'm talking about the tall one. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, so she's the model. She looked like the dog. It was amazing. So, yes, you're right about that.
You can tell how successful the edition was that normally on a Saturday morning, I go to a couple of places just to top up magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Richie's East in particular and Joe Paddy's where just can't.
Because you have newsstands. Because it's a free publication.
Yeah.
You can just pick it up anywhere.
And we were out at both places.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And I filled them up and people started taking them.
Because the picture's too cute.
Well, I think what we learned, I learned a long time ago that putting a pet on the cover never fails.
Never. And then you open up to the middle and you have the ones that are up for adoption. I want to adopt every single one.
I think it's probably too late. They've already gone now.
Wow.
But
so
it
cute.
does highlight that they have lots of pets that you can adopt, and rather than go buy a new, that's the wrong word. Hang on a second.
From a breeder, we pay a lot of money.
Yeah, rather find one that's. I always remember my aunt had a Gordon Labrador that had been abused.
Oh.
She picked it up somewhere. The dog. I think until the day she died, that dog never went more than just a few feet from her.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Oh.
And anybody came close to her, and he would look and make sure you're okay. If he knew you, it was fine. But if he didn't know you, then
very protective.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I love that. That's pretty special. Yeah. And I would say, I'll just put a plug, we do Frisky Friday here on Pep Talk every Friday, and I have different rescues come in. Every single one of them is at capacity or more. Mm. They're desperate for people to foster because they don't have room in the shelters right now.
Yes.
And so people are taking care of the dogs just temporary. Even if you can just do it for a weekend or a week, it helps them take care of the animals. So look into that because they definitely need our help. So with cats and kittens and dogs and puppies.
The Humane Society we partner with.
Yes.
And they do such a great job. I'm just so full of admiration.
Oh, we got some comments from our listeners. Irish Setter was one of the ones we were trying to remember.
Yes.
But Vicky's correct. It's an Afghan, the dog with the long, long hair, an Afghan hound.
Afghan.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Vicky. Appreciate you. Okay, so what else is happening? We've got this beautiful Pensacola magazine that's out, and you can get a digital copy, too, in case you do find that there aren't any of the hard copies left.
Yes, always available online, ballingerpublishing.com.
So that's really fun because you can look at it in your phone while you're waiting at the doctor's office or
yes.
You have an appointment. You can sit there and read it, which is great.
And every single entry is featured in the magazine.
That's what I was saying. All the different little doggy personalities
yes.
are so cute. Gotta love it.
Dogs and cats and all kinds of things.
Yep. Absolutely. So we've got Pensacola Magazine, and of course, Downtown Crowd is still out in newsstands. And one of the reasons I love that, it's more of a paper format, like a little newspaper. But the thing I love about it is it always has the calendar of events in it. and you can kind of flip through the back and you'll see everything that's happening for the whole month, which is nice. Because a lot of times you see things for the week, but it has the whole month listed there.
Yeah, a little update on downtown. Of course, Palafox Street, as we all know, is open, and two of the cross streets, which is...
I think it was Intendencia.
Intendencia and... is it Tarragona or Zaragoza?
Zaragoza. Yes, I think it's Zaragoza.
Yeah, by Jackson's. Mm-hmm. Those cross streets are open. Of course, the others will open soon, but...
Is the post office open yet? We're getting our weekly update from Malcolm.
I went by there on Friday night.
I knew it.
just to check up, and nothing has happened. I think I said last week, I understand from a little birdie that it's a problem with the floor, but... Well, I'm hopeful.
All right. Well, we'll keep you updated because Malcolm is on it. If you have a question or comment for him, now's the time, 850-437-1620. Malcolm is basically our Pensacola expert on everything Pensacola. We'll be back with him in just a minute on Pep Talk. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, chatting with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. He's here every Monday morning at 9:30, so it's always a pleasure to start my work week out with you, Malcolm. Always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was for actually, me, it's fun for me. It may not be fun for you, but well,
I was actually deep in thought. What I was thinking was, and I'm probably going to regret saying this, is what I was thinking was that there needs to be equal opportunity.
Okay,
we need the Women's World Cup.
Absolutely.
In the United States.
That'd be awesome.
Whenever I think it's 2 years when it comes out.
That would be awesome.
Then there'd probably be more male fans.
I don't know.
Female fans, I guess.
Well, more, you know, women's basketball's on the rise. Professional basketball now is finally getting its place, which is great. I just want to learn more about the game of soccer. I had to look up what a hat trick was. I'm not familiar with that. So that was kind of fun to figure that out.
The one that really stumps most people is the offside rule.
That was confusing to me.
Yes.
I didn't, because at one point Spain got a goal, and then they said it was offside. And I thought, okay, how much are they paying that ref? Because that looked like he was not offside. When they described it, I thought, he wasn't offside. But then they said his shoulder was offside. And I thought, okay.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, a rule's a rule. You've got to.
It's very subjective, it seemed like, but okay. But that happens in football a lot, too. So, and baseball. I mean, any sport that
any
has referee.
It's very subjective.
Very subjective. So, anyway. But it must have been fun for you to see it here, since that is what you grew up with. And England did well this year.
Yeah. Of course, soccer's changed so much over the years. When I played, there were two fullbacks. And then I think, I don't even remember, but there were five on the center line. Now they do 3-2-3, and they do a lot more passing the ball between. Back in the old days, it was more individual talent, a lot more, which was not a good thing because people hugged the ball.
There was a lot of physical contact too. I wasn't expecting that. Was interesting. Yeah. And then the yellow cards and the red. I didn't know. I got to learn. I'm going to have to take a class in soccer.
Yes.
Wake up, Malcolm.
You can take a lesson. 4 years hence, with the next world.
There you go. We've been chatting with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.